and the day they took away, Tuesday night, probably I'll see more.
Right, good evening everyone.
Good evening.
Here we have a shout out which I think is somewhat relevant in almost most people's houses, where it's very common where a person has a non-Jewish cleaner. It's against the Metziah till you find the right one. Someone told me that he davened under the chuppah. He was told to daven under the chuppah that he should be zeicher to the right cleaning help. And I used to find it funny when I heard about it when I was a chosen. And now I see that it's bechlam al pasha. It's a special zechus to be zeicher that things should go smooth with the cleaning help. That we should be zeicher to find the right cleaning help, the right price, the right times. But here comes a massive issue, which is not really, funnily enough, it's not been attacked by us. We're not really like fully aware of what's going on, partially because in Eretz Yisrael they don't have so many non-Jewish cleaning helps, or partially because things have changed. And it's an interesting noisa, what is the story? Like, a lot of people have non-Jewish cleaning help, and then the husband's definitely not home. And the wife, a lot of times, she's got a routine. Sometimes on Tuesdays, she's got exercise from 11 till 12. Or Wednesdays, she goes for a walk. She takes the child to the shops, to Leicester Road, and she comes back. She comes back 12:30. Every single week, the same story. And if it's been over an hour, well over an hour, the cleaner, with the routine of a few years of having a non-Jewish cleaner after a few years, it's in the air. It's posher that there's no one coming back. And you just open a Yiddish house, a Yiddish fridge, and you'll see, especially after Shabbos, you're going to see fish. Before Shabbos, you're going to see salmon, all sorts of things you're going to see, chicken, meat, be'etzem, loads of different foods, which there is a Gemara, which already tells us, Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Yud Ches, that says that if there's food and a goy is in a house for the food alone, and the yid's not going to come, then there's a chashash. How do you deal with something which is not like a chumrah, which you find in Prima Gadam somewhere? It's a chumrah, it's a shayla medina de gemara. And we have to know how to deal with this, because it's funny, like, you know, what's going on? So, the first thing is to know, the first heta that we'll get, it's worth going by hadroga to make sure that we'll go in order, and we'll cover up all the svaras that we've heard over the past few years, that you hear svaras floating around. The svara number one is Yotze v'nichnas is the number one heta. Don't forget, if you're in the house, it's posher, okay, even if you're sleeping, the Aruch HaShulchan says, let's say their wife is sleeping for 2 hours, it still doesn't matter, it's okay, that's called a shmira. Sleeping upstairs, there's no shaila. The shaila is, once you go outside the house, there's something called Yotze v'nichnas. Yotze v'nichnas, you go out, come in, is very limited regarding the halachas of Bosash and Asam and Ayin, or think it's not really called Bosash and Asam, it's called the goy is bimayachad with food. It's really the precise term, but people call it Bosash and Asam and Ayin. And if you've got Yotz v'nichnas is very limited up to 18 minutes. That means, well, the food is kanayin hora. It's everything, because really, before we look into the details, it's really any food, bosa, anything which, if it were to be replaced, would be osa. Let's say a fish, chicken, meat, wine. You open the fridge and you see wine. So these sort of things are certainly going to be a problem. That there's a chashash that the goy might have, the chashash is the goy might take some and exchange it to treifa meat. This is a very funny chashash. We're gonna tackle this. Hang on a second. We have to go in order because it's a messy topic. There's loads of different terms mixed together. Let's just go by droga. You'll see. Initially, you start off with the Gemara. It's a Mishnah that tells you that a goy which is miyachad with macholas asuras is really, you have to treat it that it's osa because we're scared that maybe he ate it. Well, the Gemara Mishnah is talking about. Sorry, it is miyachad with food. So we're choshesh that maybe he ate it and then he replaced it with things which are treif, which are not kosher. So again, yotze v'nichnas is only if a person comes back within 18 minutes. Now, some people at work, most people, 18 minutes is not saying they go out and before you know it's 18 minutes. Just the time you get out of some of the roads, it can take you a good amount of time. So 18 minutes is not really going to work in most cases. So there is a heta that if it's more than 18 minutes, but the evet is also called the yotze v'nichnas. But again, are you allowed to leave your house if it's only a situation of Bidi Avid, you're going to come back in an hour's time. Most people go out, they go out for an hour. So they can't apply, you can't rely on this type of Yitz V'Nechaz. The type of Yitz V'Nechaz that you can rely on is if you're going to be back within 18 minutes. But if it's going to be more, this is before Shagon, gone, and Kuf Lamatashi writes clearly, but if a person's planning to be back only in half an hour's time, again the chashash is that if the goy is going to be in the house with kosher food, the fear, which we're going to start off with, is there's a fear that the goy will eat the kosher food and replace it with non-kosher food. We're going to have to, again, hang on a second. So let's just move straight into it. You will find that some poskim actually say that if a person is going to leave the house for more than 18 minutes, then yes, really what you should do is make simonim. And specifically, you have to really make two simonim, which really means that you have to lock up the fridge, sellotape the fridge, and write oisis. And Shaul Vagshal actually writes in his sefer that if a person is leaving a non-Jewish cleaner in his house, and he's going to go out for a long period of time, then the halacha really dictates that you need to lock up the food, lock up the cupboard, lock up the fridge somehow, and that would be your starting point in order not to step into the b'di'eved. Yes, b'di'eved, if you come back after a long time, it's still called Yetz v'nechnas, but certainly lechatchila you won't be able to go ahead doing that. Now, there's obviously one final simple solution, which some people have CCTV in their kitchen. CCTV in the kitchen is that poskim nowadays are happy to call it Yotze V'Nechnas. It's good enough to be called Yotze V'Nechnas because then there's a fear that the goy will be scared to start touching with the food. What happens with using a dummy CCTV? You know, you can't really be bothered putting a proper CCTV. You just get a dummy CCTV. The poskim are also okay with that, as long as Reb Heinemann mentioned that if it's there long enough that she can start speculating, maybe it's not the right thing, then maybe it'll have to be machmir. But in and of itself, if a person gets an up to date version of a dummy style CCTV, that's also enough. You need to bring to the table some sort of mirrors. No matter, most people don't have CCTVs in the kitchen. That's not going to work either. If you do have, fine. If you make sure you're home within 18 minutes, that's fine. So let's move on. Is there any way forward why you'll find a lot of people which don't lock up the fridge freezers, they don't lock up the cupboards? What is the way forward? Is there not a chashash, Medina de Gemara, that there's a fear that the goy might eat the stuff and might replace it with things which are not kosher? Which is something, it might sound rochik, it might sound a bit outrageous, but it might say it's something which Chazal already tell us. So, go on. Very good. Let's have a look. Let's get the terms very, very clear here. Number one is, there is a svara which is brought in the shita of the Amudei Eish. The Amudei Eish, which is brought down, you'll see, in the Kaf HaChaim, and this siman, Kuf Yud Ches, brings it down. Do you know who the Kaf HaChaim is? Who's this? The Kaf HaChaim, everyone knows the Kaf HaChaim, Rebbe Sofer, Rebbe Yaakov Sofer. But the Kaf HaChaim on this siman is not written by Rebbe Yaakov Sofer. Do you know who it's written by? You'll never guess. Rabbi Vadi Yosef. Look at the beginning of that chilek base of Yerdea, and the Kaf HaChaim finished. He wasn't zeicher to finish off from, was it Kuf Yud Dalad or something like that. And Rabbi Vadi Yosef said, "I'm going to finish off for him from the end of Berach Kuf Yud Dalad Berach." And Kuf Yud Ches was written by Rabbi Vadi Yosef. Very interesting. So right at the end of in Kuf Yud Ches, he brings the Rabbi Vadi Yosef brings this shita of the Amudei Eish that says the whole chashash where goy might swap is only said when there are no shops around and there's no available, easily, readily available food around. Then there's chashash that the goy might be needy and come onto your food and then start finding a different food. That's when there's a chashash. But if he can easily go to a local shop and himself buy food, there's no chashash, which is very, very, everyone understands such a thing. Everyone finds the whole chashash altogether quite can we call it extreme? Can we, whatever word you want to call it, but it's so to speak. But such a thing is definitely welcomed in Svara, that Amudei Eish Tainus, that if you're in a local area where you can go to a local Tesco, there's less of a chashash, is brought down in the poskim as a tziruf, but that's not our main tziruf that we want. We don't want to rely on these tzirufim. The next Svara that we, and another second Svara goes like this. The chashash is that she's going to go to the shop and buy things which are non-kosher and swap it to your take a piece of schnitzel and then buy something else. Put another schnitzel in the fridge.
So hang on a second.
So before we come into that, one other tziruf is that if she usually comes with a small handbag and she doesn't come with a lot of, she just comes, you know, the small little handbag and hasn't got much of a schnitzel inside, then what's the chashash? She's going to go to Tesco. And in that small time that you're paying for, only 2 hours, she comes and cleans, and she's going to go to Tesco, come back, and in all that time, finish off the work that you're expecting her to do, all in that time, is also not really going to work. So these are the seconds for it. Sorry? And well, she's probably going to get the kuchnitzel as well. But let's get to the fundamental heterim when it comes to this topic. The fundamental, which you touched on to as well. Heter number one, which is fundamental, is something called Tfias Ayin. The Taz already writes in the end of Samach Gimel, it says, the Taz writes that if you are makir, you sort of have this feeling towards that food, you can see that this is a schnitzel you're used to, you're not in Shana Rishona, you're well many years down the line, you know exactly what the schnitzel is. If there's any small change in the schnitzel, you'll be calling up the shop to exactly what's going on with your fish, with the chicken, with the whole system, right? So you have a tvius ayin in what raw fish looks like and what cooked fish tastes like. In fact, the post can say that even when a person cooks his fish and he cooks his chicken, every person knows how he cooks it. So therefore, it goes that far to know that anything cooked is definitely out of the equation. And if it's raw, then it's usually packaged. But even if it's not packaged, and even if it's still raw and it's open, if a person has a tvius ayin, he's makir, he knows how it looks like. That is a very strong reason in halacha to say that's okay. So a tvius ayin is not something that, it's not like a simon, it's not that you can put a finger on it, but it's a feeling that you know this is what it looks like, this is how the kosher shops sell it, that's heter number one that you find, when you get to tvius ayin. Oh, we're going to get to that, hang on a second. So that's heter number one. And the second heter that you find is Nena. The Shulchan Aruch says it's only when she's going to benefit from, and it comes from a Tosus in Avodah Zarah. Tosus says that the chashash is she will take Bosor Shemena, a fatty meat which looks really good and really, really geshmak, it looks and tastes very geshmak. She will take that, and in place of that, she'll put Bosor Kechusha. She'll put something which is Bosor, which is less inferior, it's less geshmak. That is when the chashash is. So therefore, as Rav Moshe Steinbach puts it, when a person, our meats that we have, is not usually known to be like way better than what you get in the grocery market. And therefore, it's not necessarily the case that we have got Bosor Shemena over Bosor Kechusha. And therefore, this chashash that she'll go and take our meat is very unlike, is not mistava, it's not a case of better versus not better, and therefore basically these two fundamental svaras is what the Heintigers are happy to say that it should be okay with. Rabbi Yasha went with this, I've got over here, Ashri Ho'ishi writes this, he says it's come out new chashash nowadays, if you've got, not nowadays, some, generally speaking, when you've got our meats and fish where it's not mukhach that it's better than the regular what you get from the Goja market. But the biggest problem that you'll find is the person already discussed this about pots and pans, which is less of a chashash. Usually when you have a non-Jewish cleaner that comes to help, they're not going to be using your pots and pans, so there's not much of a chashash over there. Rav Moshe does write to be chashash, but he's talking about where it was her job to start cooking and everything. But if she's just coming to clean, the Shevet HaKosi's got a nice shiva to say that if she's coming to clean, it will look completely odd if she started coming along with the pots and pans. She'll be caught very, very quickly doing things which is not expected. Here is the number one problem, right? And I think it's basically the main problem that you're going to find, which Rav Simcha mentioned too. And that is specifically when it comes to a painter, a builder, they come, it's a male, it's not necessarily a female, and they come along and they're local citizens, they're less vulnerable, it's not that they're coming from abroad, and they come, you know, usually you've called a very professional painter that feels like they're balabos, when he comes with all his gear, he's got very little problem with taking his small little ham thing, and it comes to 1 o'clock actually in England when it's dinner time, 11:30 is ready dinner time, and they put it into the microwave, they've got no problem feeling fully at home that to use the microwave, they don't even feel threatened by it, bechlal. If you say, oh, what did you just do? They'll say, oh, just putting in the microwave. There's no miracles whatsoever. Such a thing, and we've heard so many stories from friends of mine, and myself I've seen, no problem. They've got no issue at all. They don't know the halachas, and therefore they take their sandwich, whatever it is, their ham, and they'll put it into the microwave. As someone once said, that his builder, he asked his builder, "What are you doing using the microwave?" So he said, "Well, it's meaty. I put in the meaty one." Yeah. So he meant it seriously. The idea is, this is extremely common where the builder, the painter, will easily use a microwave. And don't forget, microwave is by far the worst thing in the whole kitchen to trafen up. When it comes to an oven, no, wait 24 hours, clean it, and put it onto the highest temperature for 15 minutes. Once you reach 15 minutes, it's ready to reach the highest temperature, you're good to go. That's where you cash a microwave oven. When it comes to a microwave, it is very, 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 very schwer to cash a microwave from trafe. Reb Osher Westheim told me he didn't allow. Reb Falk told me he didn't allow. All the mainstream places don't go with it. There is a Shmua Mipira of Moshe Feinstein that allowed maybe putting a mug with water and putting it on for 5 minutes. Even then, Shevet HaLevi didn't say that. He always said that you have to keep the food covered. Mikan or Lahaba, from now on, you always have to cover the food, which is not practical at all. The Pashas is, once you have non-kosher in a microwave, you've got to get rid of it. So it's very schwer. Actually, micro ovens. Have you ever had a micro oven? Microwave is a mix, is a dual combination of a microwave and an oven. That's actually okay, because if, let's say, you messed up in the microwave, you can put the oven setting on, and that can kasher, that can be used as a kashering aid to kasher the microwave, which is, so either way, either way, Lemaisa, we have to be so careful when it comes to a painter or builder. You have to suspect, before he even starts the job, that your microwave or anything like that could be true from that. One final halacha, which I find is very common, and that is when it comes to yichud. We all know that if a person has an electrician, a male electrician in his house, and his wife is at home, there's a big svara to be matir. There's big svaras to be makel, as long as you're in town, as the Baal Rabbah is one of the biggest, strongest kullers when it comes to hilchas yichud. She can be in the house with an electrician, a plumber, no problem at all, because Baal Rabbah is a very, very strong, powerful tool, that she has a fear of her husband, that her husband's in town, and therefore usually we always take on. It's fine. Obviously, you have to make sure the appropriateness is fine. That's a different story. But hilchas yichud is even though he's always with the past 50 years, he's never ever come home, he's always loved his office, it's still absolutely fine. That's a very strong color when it comes to Baal Rabbah. Loi chein, not so the other way around. And this is extremely common when it comes to non-Jewish cleaning helps, which most commonly they are female. And a lot of times the wife is not, she's got an appointment, she goes somewhere else, she goes shopping, she goes on a walk, and she goes out for the morning, and the husband, for that reason, for that morning, for whatever reason, his chavrusa didn't come, or the work is closed, whatever the reason could be, he's at home, he's got jobs to do at home, and he's at home for the whole morning. So it's him, and it's the non-Jewish goita. There is absolutely no heta when it comes to the other reverse. Because the fear, Chazal said, tell us that the fear is only said on a woman that's got the fear of her husband. But the husband hasn't got the same level of fear when it comes to the wife being in town. Ishtoi bo'i is no heta. So therefore, it's very important to know that in such a case, the front door can't be locked, you've got to leave it on a latch. Even then, some poskim, but that's a whole to-do. Whenever you have a situation of yichud, is it enough to just leave it off the latch, just to take the latch off, or does the door actually have to be open? The Maisar of Befalk pushed the kula, and he pushed it, and he said, the Maisar, we seem to have this tendency to be makel on such a situation. When there's a situation on yichud, that the man, sorry? That theoretically a person can come in. That is the debate. That in a case of where you have a situation of yichud and the front door is off the latch, but no one would ever come in, no English person would ever come in, there is a svara out there, quoted from the Chazon Ish, that a shugna might just walk in azoi. Although it will never happen in England, the Maisa, this shaila is very heavily debated in the Poskim of Hilchos Yichud, but one thing for sure, to have the door locked like normal, and when a person has his non-Jewish goita inside, that is definitely no kula. It's not to be confused with the other way around, where there's a very strong kula when a person's wife is together with an engineer or anything like that, a plumber, that's absolutely kosher. The other way around is absolutely a problem. So it's interesting how it works. It's very important to take that into account. Shkur. Yeah. Sorry?